So is it unmuted now?
Yeah, we're fine. We're good now, but it's you know what it is? I think it's because we haven't done this in so long. Of course, I'm Riv, and joining me from the nether realm of the bowels of hell, because it is June 24th, the Crippler, Chris Benoit. It's been a long time since he's done this show, but I believe that a lot of powers that be were trying to prevent his return to the earth.
I think there was a conjuring.
Yeah, I think some things have changed since you've been around last.
I know. They let blacks vote.
That's been the case for some time now, actually. So how are you doing? I heard you got some new arrivals down there. You got Vader. You got some. How do you feel about the rap of 2018? Knowing that that's come down, XXXTentacion or whatever the fuck his name is, Tentacle Rape.
How do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
I keep hoping for Drake, but we keep getting these shitty rappers that nobody cares about.
They all look the same too. They're all like they look like someone like doodled on them in crayon, and they have like really weird, stupid hair and whatnot.
Yeah, is Lil Wayne still alive? Because I have no idea.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's still alive. For some reason, I thought you said is Bruce Wayne still alive.
Is he?
Well, he's Batman. I don't know.
Like Batman's died.
Yeah, but we're on like the 800th like DC Universe Batman reboot.
Who's Batman these days? Is it Val Kilmer still?
No, it's Ben Affleck.
Wasn't he Daredevil?
Yeah, he was Daredevil.
So how is he Batman too?
You've missed a lot. There's like cinematic universes. Well, there's a Marvel Cinematic Universe. DC doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. So
what does that mean?
I don't know. It means that all the movies are connected.
You mean like they're just sequels?
Yeah. Sort of. Something like that.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, do you get current events down there? Do you know what's going on up here?
I just find out from when people die. This kind of have news spreads.
Oh, yeah, well,
we don't have TVs. Unfortunately, we don't have Fox News here.
Well, that's a shame. You've been missing out on all the... There's something you'd be an expert on. There's, like, child abandonment going on at the border that's being hyped up by the media, sensationalized. They're trying to blame Trump.
Well, why people are bringing their kids to Mexico and leaving them there? That sounds awesome.
I don't know. So, I really wish that you could come clean up the border of all these leftover kids.
Personally. That was kind of JBL's job, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's very similar to JBL kicking out illegals, isn't it?
And that kind of was his job.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about Vader down there?
It's good, but he needs to... I wish he showered before he died. It's Jesus fucking Christ.
Have you seen the nude picture of him that he accidentally leaked on Twitter a couple years
ago? I don't need to see a picture. I've seen him naked. I don't think I've ever shared a dressing room with a man. You don't think I've ever seen his tiny dick?
For a minute, I thought it was part of your daily hell torture routine.
No, these days, that's like watching Keeping with the Kardashians or some bullshit.
You know, things have changed. You know, we do let them colored people have TV shows now. We are on season 2 of Luke Cage, which I saw this past weekend, which is really good.
What happens in that?
It's just Luke Cage. It's just him running around being black and beating up other black criminals in Harlem.
So it's black on black violence as a TV show?
Yeah, essentially.
Things haven't really changed, because I think that used to be called... World Star Hip Hop.
So let's see what else is going on that you need to be informed of, because you know you've been gone for a long time. Fast food employees want $15 an hour to give you food. There's that.
Why?
Because they feel like it's not enough to live on.
You can live on. I used to sleep on the bottom of a fucking car. Just to not have to pay for a hotel room. So why can't you just do that?
So you remember your buddy Derek Bateman got rehired to WWE. He is now called EC3.
The fuck does that even mean? Why is his name EC? Why does he have three letters in his fucking name?
Because he went to TNA Wrestling and became Ethan Carter III, and WWE just didn't bother to change his name back when he resigned. So it basically stands for nothing.
So he just has three random letters as his name?
Yes, kind of like a Star Wars robot.
I mean, is he in better shape than he used to be? He had that doughy.
Well, the same shape, I guess, a little bit better shape. His haircut's kind of weird. His haircut kind of looks like someone ran his head over with a lawnmower.
Does he even have a gimmick?
His gimmick is that he's rich.
It's not a gimmick.
Yeah, I know.
It's like being the $1 million man. DiBiase was fucking broke.
Huh, what else has changed that I can let you know? So transsexuals are allowed to use whatever bathroom they want, and we can't misgender them. There are now 76 different genders. There's not just man and woman. There's like otherkin, pansexual, demisexual, I don't know, ubersexual, all these other
things. Wait. So you're saying my son could have been born in a world where he was neither a man or a woman?
He could have chosen. They would let him choose.
No, that's not how that works. You're either the Bible says that you're either born a man or a woman. You don't choose that. It's just what you are.
Yeah, well,
the Bible says that.
There are also women wearing vagina hats protesting the election of Donald Trump, who is now
like
president.
Hats made out of actual vagina skin?
No, they're just hats shaped like vaginas.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Not very much of a protest, is it?
No, not really.
It's just a bunch of women in wool hats.
Yeah, basically.
Who gives a shit? Go cook me a meal.
America is making peace with North Korea, pretty much.
I thought we did that when they made the puppet movie.
No. Actual peace. What else we got? We got some other shit going on. It feels like there's so much I gotta fill you in on, because you don't get a whole lot of news down there in the bowels of hell. You know? I mean, I know you guys get some, but...
How are the new Star Wars movies? Are those any good?
Some people like them and some people hate them. There's actually people who hate it so much that they want The Last Jedi remade. And there's already... Last Jedi is the newest one. It was
very good?
It was polarizing. Some people, felt that it was all
right. Hold on. Was it polarizing the way that, like, people liked Ewoks and some people didn't?
Well, they had these things called Porgs. That was polarizing. They were like little bird things. They sort of were this generation's Ewoks. It's like a John Cena thing. Some people liked it. Some people really hated it. So I guess a lot of Star Wars nerds opened up a petition to remake The Last Jedi already because they just did not like it. So they basically opened up a fucking, campaign to have the movie redone because they felt like it was blasphemy. They have pledges exceeding 90 million because they want the movie reshot. We also started doing spin-offs. So we did like the most recent one was like a Han Solo Star Wars spin-off.
Oh, how was that? Was Harrison Ford any good in it?
He wasn't in it. They used some new kid that didn't even look like Harrison Ford.
Well, then what the fuck would the point of that be?
Well, it bombed so bad that Disney... has opted not to do any more Star Wars spin-offs. They've made some mandates to the Star Wars franchise. They don't want to do too many more spin-offs. They don't want to use untested directors anymore. Like, they just sort of cut that whole idea of having a Star Wars story movie out every year out of the loop. So, I think the next one get is Boba Fett. I think.
But he's like the least interesting character in the movies.
Yeah, they want to do.
He's just a guy that stands in the background. How do you make a movie about that?
I don't know what they're.
If I'm remembering correctly, he dies on accident.
We had a new Jurassic Park movie come out this past weekend.
The last one I saw was the third one.
Yeah, no, this is like what, the fifth? Is it Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, or something like that? I forget. I lose track after a while myself.
All I remember was there was a penosaurus and it bit the T-Rex's head off.
That sounds like something you'd see on Pornhub, actually. So, yeah, what else is there? There's a lot going on. I started playing Batman. You guys don't really have PS4 down there, do you? What's the latest system you guys have?
We still have the Xbox 360.
I still have one that works downstairs. Oh man, it's
But here they all have red rings. So you just that's the game is counting the rings.
That sounds absolutely horrible. But yeah, we need you up here at the border to like tranquilize some kids or something. That's what we need.
Tranquilize my ass.
You know, euthanize, whatever you wanna say. However it goes. It's pretty bad
down here. So what are they doing at the border? Like, what are they like playing tag and just tossing them back?
Well, they're like separating, I guess, families because they're trying to, you know, put people back over the border. But it's basically an Obama policy that you know, the conservatives are finally enforcing. But Trump put an executive order to not separate families anymore at the border. However, because the media hates him, they just sort of throw pictures of Trump and blame Donald Trump and say it's all his fault.
Wait a second. Hold on. Let me understand this. So there's people who are breaking the law in Mexico or coming into the United States illegally. So they're getting arrested in the United States for breaking the law, and essentially they're going to jail and they're mad because their children aren't in jail with them.
Yes.
How does that make any sense? When anybody goes to jail, you don't take your kids with you.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but you know, this is the kind of the shit that we deal with.
So where are the kids? Are they dead? Are we putting bullets in them to solve the problem?
Well, people are worried they're going to get trafficked. People are worried they're going to get trafficked is what's going on.
I mean, a young Mexican boy will sell for a pretty penny. Just ask Eddie.
Holy shit. So do wrestlers' careers show up in hell before they go to hell? Like, do you have, like, Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy down there, or no?
Well, I know of Enzo. Obviously, I haven't met him yet. Just wait till he overdoses in 2 years from now. And, you know, you're kind of... It's kind of weird because somehow, despite the fact of the lack of technology, I still get Dave Meltzer's podcast. Doesn't really make any sense.
So you know about by ass or big cast rather?
Yeah, he's the tall balding guy, right?
He kind of looks like somebody spliced Edge and Test together and took out all of any redeeming qualities that you would have whatsoever. He'll probably die like Test in a couple of years.
I mean, I have Test here if you want me to go get him. I don't need a second Test.
So, yeah, so let me
think. Andrew, don't eat the pizza!
So I guess you know who all the current champions are then in the WWE right now then, right?
I mean, unfortunately, one of my punishments is having to watch Monday Night Raw every week.
Yeah, so you've got Brock Lesnar as the Universal Champion, AJ Styles as the WWE Champion.
I mean, I wouldn't consider Brock to be the champion. The champion is required to show up.
Well, then, so let me ask you, does that mean that the champion of Monday Night Raw would then, by proxy, be Alexa Bliss?
I mean, she has a championship ass, if that's what you're asking.
Oh my god, yes she does. Oh god, I am... You'll excuse me, I'm on a separation from somebody, and Alexa Bliss is the only thing getting me through at this point. Good lord, I would do horrible, horrible things to Alexa Bliss. I'm not even gonna lie.
Like what, strangle her with a phone cord?
Maybe if she's into that kind of kink from behind, I'd make sure she lived. I think that I would die after sleeping with Alexa Bliss. I think I would disintegrate. You know, I just ceased to exist afterwards. That girl is too much. Man, you know, I need you up here to get rid of a few people, because I've had a few clingy, weird creepers. You know, I don't know if you ever had this problem during your escapades and your romance. When women just don't understand that you're not interested in them, you know?
I've never had that happen, no.
Well, I mean, like...
There's never been a woman who wasn't interested in the crippler.
No, I'm talking about you being not interested in what comes after you. Like I don't know, the fat chick section or something.
Oh, you mean ring rats?
Yeah, something like that. Like, you know, here's the problem. Sometimes when you're dealing with something, you give off a vibe that, you know, you're in a situation, or you're single again, or you're, you know, available for the time being or whatever. And I just had this weird thing, like this girl, I guess, found me on a Warcraft group and tried to add me. And got really mad because she found out I was a conservative, which, by the way, is a thing now that they do up here. If you didn't vote the way that people did, they get mad at you. So she got mad because I made a Space Force joke, and I guess I got to elaborate. Donald Trump.
What's the Space Force?
Donald Trump wants there to be a branch of the military that travels into outer space. The Space Force.
Hey, wait, hold on. Are you telling me there's been an alien invasion in the last couple years?
No. We're just preparing in case it does happen.
Well, that seems like a useless waste of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even as a pro-Trump guy, you know, I think it's ridiculous, but I love to make jokes about it. I mean, it's a meme. It writes itself. How can you not love the idea of a space force that you could make jokes out of?
I mean, it depends. Are they going to be like Buzz Lightyear?
I don't know what they're going to be wearing. If they're going to be wearing like Buzz Lightyear costumes or Halo costumes or, you know, whatever. But I'd love to join the Space Force. I want to go into space and hang out with Rocket Raccoon and Groot and Yondu and all those people from Guardians of the Galaxy.
What's a Groot?
It's a talking tree. Oh, I forgot. You don't have Guardians of the Galaxy yet. You're like 8 years behind. What was the other one? There was another movie. Oh, The Incredibles 2 came out, which a lot more adults were interested in.
I took Daniel to see the first one.
Did you get an erection over Mrs. Incredibles' ass? Because I see a lot of memes saying that's why men are going to see The Incredibles 2.
She had a black lady ass. It didn't really make much sense. If you have the ability to stretch your body in any... Wait, why would you let your ass look like that?
Let me ask you, are you surprised that Matt and Jeff Hardy are still alive?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Wasn't their due date like, you know, 5-6 years ago down there with you guys?
So let me tell you a story about Jeff. Mm-hmm. So Jeff made a deal where he essentially he traded his firstborn soul for an extension on him and his brother.
That explains a lot.
At some point, his daughter, his first daughter, is going to be taken quite early in her life, and that's going to be the deal being sealed for Jeff.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that you've missed. Like, feminism has gotten out of control up here, which you would be just...
Feminism?
Yeah, it's the whole women's equality, but instead of women's equality, it's like persecution. And it's a lot of...
I don't understand. How are women equal?
Jesus. There's a lot of fat women up here that want you to love them at any size. That's probably the worst thing going on right now.
But they're fat.
Yeah, but you're shaming them by not volunteering to have sex with them. And
but that's their problem,
too.
Not mine.
Transsexuals are the same way now too. You are transphobic.
Wait, you have to
and
fuck
bigoted.
Fat. You have to fuck fat transsexuals.
Yeah, basically.
I'm sorry.
I don't have to. I don't choose to. But apparently, that makes me something called an incel, which means that they're allowed to hate me for not having sex with fat women or trannies. Incel is involuntarily...
Incel sounds like a Dragon Ball Z character.
It stands for involuntarily celibate, which is what any man not actively having sex is now called in a derogatory way. So apparently that's me. But yeah.
Okay,
it,
so
it
you've
just...
been an incel for what?
Huh?
So you've been an incel for what, like a decade?
Feels like it. About a year, actually. And the last time that I was involved with somebody, it just wasn't good. You ever sleep with someone and it's just not good?
Let me think. Yes. I'm not going to say much else about Lillian Garcia, but that's a yes.
Yeah, but, yeah, so, yeah, the world has changed a lot, and I feel bad for you, and, you know, you might actually be safer down there. You might actually be safer down there in the underworld.
I mean, you know, yeah, I guess so. It can never get much worse here.
We're rebooting Charmed. We're doing.
That's cool. It's good that Alyssa Milano is going to get work again.
No, it's going to be like an all mulatto cast or something. They're all mulattos.
Who's going to watch that?
Nobody. Oh God, I don't know. You're not missing much. The world has gone to complete shit. You know, but I like the new Star Wars Last Jedi, you know, the porgs were, I guess, cute. But yeah, no, there's nothing really great going on up here. I played the new Batman game by Telltale Games, which is kind of interesting. They, you know, all these different Batman universes. You know, is there a I don't know if, like, life and death, how this works. Do you think there's a multiverse, like, in reality, like, where... You know, like, there's an alternate reality where you're still alive.
If there was, I would be there, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I don't know, man. It's, the world is a very strange place. We're getting a Captain Marvel movie soon.
He was always a good character. I liked him.
Well, by Captain Marvel, they mean Miss Marvel. They just changed her to the gender-neutral name of Captain Marvel. To sort of promote her, they also
wait. Women can be captains now.
Haven't you heard of the women's revolution? You know, Charlotte Flair is a prominent has a prominent role in the WWE now, right? Rick's daughter.
Yeah, I know. I've seen her ugly ass. No, I mean, I literally seen her ugly ass. Her ass is horrendous.
That's disturbing.
Was a picture like, past that.
Wasn't she like a teenager when you were still alive? I mean, that's kind of wrong, man.
Well, let's put it this way. She still had two brothers.
Oh! Well, David's still alive.
Yeah, but when the other's gone, it only leaves her with one brother.
Do you ever chill with Reed down there?
No. He's a fucking drug addict. Why the fuck would I want to bother him?
Oh, God. Yeah, but yeah, you would... If you were still up here and still had a family, your child could decide that he wants to be a My Little Pony, and there would be nothing you could do about it. That is how it works now. That is the new normal.
Do you know that if I hadn't taken Daniel out, he'd be 18 this year.
Oh, wow. Time really flies.
Not down here, it doesn't.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. It's pretty rough up here, though. It's like hell on earth up here. Especially, well, the liberals actually do think that we've died and gone to hell because they really can't stand this Trump presidency thing.
I don't know, you would think the guy who ran The Apprentice would be a very good president.
He is. I mean, there's low unemployment rates. You know, he's done good for the economy. He's done, you know, brokered peace with North Korea. He's done a lot of great things, but he could cure cancer, and the liberals would be mad about it. The Space Force is a little bit...
Wait, they still haven't cured cancer, though, huh?
No, no.
That's a shame. We've had the cure for years. It's called death.
Holy shit. Shouldn't even laugh at that, considering some of the things I've been through in my life. Yeah, in my personal life, I'm in therapy now. I probably should be in therapy. I'm doing a podcast with a dead person.
There's nothing wrong with talking to yourself, Riv. Nothing wrong with it at all.
Is that what you did before you took out Nancy and Daniel and then yourself?
Hey, sometimes the only voice you can listen to is the only one in your head.
That's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid hanging from a noose like you.
Kill them all, Riv. Kill them all.
The dogs are in the enclosed pool area. I guess it's literal with me. I have three dogs and I have an enclosed pool area. So, I guess in that way I take after you. My pool is open, which is great. It's it's 96 degrees, like, all the time in Atlanta. It literally, I don't know if the plot twist is that I'm already dead and in hell, or what.
Do you have the two scabs on your lower wrist?
No.
Then you're not in hell.
Great, so
when you get
life.
Here, you get your wrist slit, and they have to scab up, and that's how you know that you're dead.
Well, that's really morbid and weird and fucked up. Yeah, so in other words, I'm just alive and my life just sucks really, really, really bad.
Could always get worse, right?
Yeah, it could always be worse. It could be.
I mean, you could fuck a prostitute and she can give you AIDS, so.
Or I could be desperate enough to fucking get involved with liberals. Oh my god, you have no idea how bad it is. It's rough up here, man. It's rough.
Have you ever considered turning gay?
Never, not once. So I don't like men. I barely like looking at my own dick when I take a piss. Like, I'm like, I don't even want to see my own dick. You know?
Would you ever like get close to one? No. If it was offered to you?
No. No, I don't even like the idea of threesomes where it's two guys and a chick, because my dick would be like an inch and a half away or less from another guy's dick. Like, it just wouldn't work for me. You know, I don't want that. I don't want anybody else's boys in my near my neighborhood.
Right. So what you're saying is you don't want any of that smooth cock on your throat, huh?
No, not at all. And like I said, I don't even like looking at my own dick unless it's going inside of a vagina. Then I sort of like, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm the man, but...
So wait, do you not watch men in porn?
What do you mean, like man-on-man porn?
No, silly.
I'm saying, when you watch porn, do you watch only lesbian porn? I'm not focused on the dick. You know, I'm not looking at the guy's dick. I'm just thinking about, like, I don't know, I tune into what I want to do with a woman when I watch porn. It's really weird. It's hard to explain. It's like I vibe into my own sort of mind or something.
Mm. Gotcha.
So, we almost lost Hawaii, by the way, to volcanoes.
No, it's not almost. You're going to.
Oh, we're going to? Are we going to lose California? Are you guys, like, just waiting for that? When California falls, does it just automatically get annexed by hell? I mean, how does that work?
Have you ever seen the movie, the fuck was that called? Constantine?
Yes.
Okay, so essentially it's like, when it falls into the ocean, when it gets deep enough, it just kind of rises here. So it's like a new landmass is created here as the other one dies.
I thought it would be like Mortal Kombat, where, like, you know, Goro wins 10 Mortal Kombats, and then, like, California just sort of gets merged into hell kind of thing.
Life isn't Mortal Kombat.
I know that. Oh, it's a shame. So, yeah, like I said, we have a very weird world we live in now, and you're probably better off down there. We've rebooted Spider-Man, like, twice since you've been dead. Twice.
So the Toby guy isn't,
No, it was Andrew Spider-Man. Garfield. Then it was, what's another kid? Tom Holland. Tom Holland is now Spider-Man. I don't think Tom Holland was even alive when you were.
So what, they have a baby Spider-Man?
Well, he's like...
Is it Spider-Boy?
He's like 16 or something. Like, I think... Well, I think he's older than that, but he looks like he's 16. He looks like he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Is he a midget?
Well, we have this thing that happened while you were dead, Chris. The Rise of the Soy Boy. And basically what it is a lot of women... raised their boys up with on soy diets and vegan diets and very low testosterone, and they grew into soy boys, which is the term for them. they're very effeminate men. They're very skinny.
So they're gay.
It's like the opposite of feeding somebody steroids. You feed them soy so that they become effeminate.
So they're gay.
Basically. But they won't tell you that.
We had gay people before. That's not new.
No, but they claim they're straight. They just have really, really low testosterone.
Do women want to fuck them?
Only the fat, like, feminist ones and the ones with dicks, because now apparently transsexual women are considered women by certain aspects of society. It's all complex and convoluted, but the bottom line is I don't think a normal woman would fuck one of these guys unless she was really drunk or really desperate.
Okay, so let me pose a question to you now. If you have a transsexual man and he fucks a transsexual woman, is that a straight or is it a gay relationship?
It's an abomination! I don't know what the hell it is. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm really lost for words. Like, I don't think anyone's even asked that. I don't think even the people, I don't think even the people who come up with these decisions, actually ask that. They just do. There's no
just,
rhyme or
reason. It sounds to me like these are the ones that need to be sent to the border camps that are popping up.
Pretty much. I mean, it's pretty bad out here, man.
I mean, they said I had some mental illness, but Jesus.
Man, I have mental illness. I'm on the brink all the fucking time. Yeah? Dude, I, we have this show called Westworld also now about,
Oh, I remember that old movie. It was about the robots.
Yeah, yeah. So now there's a whole show based on that. It's very interesting.
But the whole point was that the robots looked like they were made of plastic, so you could always tell them apart. It's kind of a dumb premise.
Yeah, yeah. But this one, you can't really tell them apart. You really can't. I mean, I guess, you know, like if you scan them or whatever the fuck, but not really. But yeah, so we have that. That's a popular show. Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out in a couple weeks. The first Purge is coming out in a couple weeks.
No, there's no movie based on my life yet. I know that for a fact.
Do you guys purge down there, like, constantly? Is that, like, a thing that goes on where you just, like, re-kill other people?
So, one of the great things about hell is, since you're already dead, you can't die again in such a way that you feel pain. So, people here, like, just for fun and sport, when you get bored, you just find creative ways to kill each other, and then you just kind of
like
come back.
You respawn, yeah. Like a video game?
Essentially, I guess, yeah.
Have you guys been introduced to the AIDS that is called Fortnite yet?
No.
Yeah. What is that? You're about 8 years behind, but basically it's the new retard game of choice up here. Like how Minecraft used to be. And it's very popular. It's some weird survival type giant team game. It just has no appeal to me. I can't say shit. I play fucking World of Warcraft.
That's still a thing?
Yeah, that's still a thing.
Jesus.
In fact, they have a new expansion coming out in August. It might be the only thing that I have to look forward to in my miserable, like, sad life at this point.
Is EverQuest still around too?
No, EverQuest... I mean, I guess people have private servers where they can play EverQuest.
I used to play EverQuest on the bus.
Club Penguin isn't around anymore.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's a shame. There used to be like Club Penguin bands, like social media, where the Club Penguin was like a friendly game where you walk around as a penguin and talk to other penguins. It was like for little kids, but people used to get on it and troll and say really fucked up shit and get kicked out. Some of the bands are really fun. If you ever look up Club Penguin bands, you'll find a few really good ones. Let me see. I'm gonna look it up so I can read some of these. The server has automatically banned you for saying a bad word. You said, man, where the fine-ass penguin bitches at? So, banned. The server has banned you for saying, fuck penguins, get money. Also, you can get banned forever, and it just says you are banned forever when you try to log in. You are banned because somebody said somebody dropped a base up in this motherfucker. Are you choking? Is it time for your torture where you relive what you did?
The noose is tightening.
Oh, shit. Let's see. You were banned for saying, bend over, bitches. It ain't gonna suck itself. Club Penguin was awesome. People trolling Club Penguin was awesome.
Can you do that with something else?
What? Oh, yeah, I guess. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. It just, for some reason, a little silly game about penguins made it funny.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could always go on, like, an AIM chat room and do the same thing.
Yeah, well, like, God, I miss AIM. AIM used to be a lot of fun, too. And what was the other thing I used to like a lot? I liked it when I used to troll World of Warcraft before it got, like, harder and harder to troll without getting banned. There used to be that. Yeah, so there was... there's not a whole lot else going on. Starbucks are closing down left and right because their business model is failing. That doesn't surprise me, considering there's like 8 of them, like, in a fucking 5-mile radius everywhere you go. So there's that. I don't know what else is going on. I mean, what kind of current events do you get from the people over there in hell that come down?
Most of the time it's shootings.
Oh, yeah, there's suicides. A lot of shootings. There's a lot of shootings, like, you know, a lot of suicides. Have you met Anthony Bourdain yet?
I have. He cooked dinner for me the other day.
Is he still depressed?
No, he's actually happier than he's ever been, he said.
Wow. That's something, because I feel... Well, I don't want Anthony Bourdain myself. What is this? Apparently... Here's how to correctly order Starbucks rainbow drinks. This is a sponsored article popular across Facebook. You know, I wish Facebook would go down there. I know you guys probably still have MySpace down there. MySpace was the shit. Are you dying still? Dying
I'm
again?
Always, I'm dying constantly. It's June 24th.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. So, I don't know what else we got to cover right now. I'm running out of ideas. My brain is melted.
Let's see. Anybody get stabbed and murdered and that you can think of that's important?
Oh, no? Well, Europe is trying to ban funny pictures. There is that. I don't know if you've heard about that.
I mean, the last time I heard about banning pictures, it was like something about the Prophet Muhammad.
Well, what's basically happening is Europe has gone insane since you've been up here before. You know, they don't have guns over there, but now they're trying to ban all knives. Because it's got to be stabbing's fault. And now they are trying to ban people from putting up memes. Because they're adding all sorts of new copyright rules. That basically any picture that already exists, you can't use.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that, you know, Facebook and Twitter are, you know, international platforms, they would have to follow suit and, you know, basically ban memes. So America would probably have memes banned too, just by proxy. So that's where Europe's head is at. But they're completely cool with terrorism. That they really like a lot.
I don't. Wow, this thing is getting tight. Sorry, this is kind of part of the whole day. Is I have to stay attached to the Bowflex for the full 24 hours. It's kind of kind of makes things difficult. you should try to masturbate with Bowflex attached to your neck. It's not easy.
Isn't that how David Carradine went?
I mean, I think he used, like, a necktie.
Oh, wow.
I should ask him.
Give him a call. Actually, It is funny because I do actually have rope and handcuffs and and all of that in my underwear drawer, which don't get used. This is a shame. Fuck my
life. Do you have anal lube too?
Yeah, I do actually. I do actually have a little bottle of lube.
Fucking homo.
It's actually sad. I had to lubricate a part of the pool motor outside. If I didn't have any Vaseline to do it, so I just used the lid. Oh, God. I hate my life. I hate my life so much sometimes.
You should find, like, you want to feel better, what you should do is you should go on the internet and find, like, a little gay kid and bully him until he kills himself. That'll make you feel better.
Why would that make me feel better?
Because you'll feel like your life is not as bad as his.
My life is pretty fucking rough, man. I'm 37. I'm podcasting with a dead guy. It's fucking 96 degrees here. I've got hella bills to pay. The girl I have feelings for doesn't want to speak to me right now. And, you know, I'm in therapy because of the fact that all the people dying around me has caused me to almost have a complete breakdown. So I'm not doing that all that great. You've got more of my family members down there than I do up here. Let's put it like that. At this point.
So what you're saying is you should come down for a reunion?
Nah, I'm not in any rush to do that.
Nah.
I'm in no rush to go to the Nirvana concert, man. What's that like having Kurt Cobain down there?
I mean, he plays pretty good music. It hasn't changed much, though. Pretty much plays the same three songs over and over again.
Did his head respawn, or is it like...
No, it's pretty much... It's like... You have to think of it like... You ever see that movie Beetlejuice?
Yes!
Okay. Imagine if it's like a Beetlejuice world, but the bottom of his jaw is the only thing attached. So it's just like... It's a tongue and some teeth and like a stump of a neck. And then he can play the guitar.
But he sings about the same as what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just mumbling anyway, so it's like... It's just like that.
Wow. That's sad. Oh, God. Yeah, so...
So what I'm saying is if you kill yourself...
Don't shoot myself. Don't shoot.
Yeah, make sure your body stays intact, because however it is, however you physically die... Is how you come here. Yes. So if you lose an arm on the way before down, you won't have that arm when you get here.
Oh man, I don't want to lose any arms. You know what? I've always
your body must be complete when you die.
I've always had a fear of what happens if you get cremated then? Then what?
Then you cease to exist, your soul is burned.
What the I don't know what to think about. I don't know what's even going on right now. My brain isn't functioning, man. Oh, yeah. So it has been Chris Benoit Day today.
Yes, and there's some shirts available at the shop.spreadshirt.com/tapperdie. Same site I've been using for fucking 10 years now to sell T-shirts and
commemorative from beyond the grave.
You know, I don't actually see any of the money that goes to Pedro. Pedro designs everything and he collects the money, and he says he sends it to my other children that are living, but I don't know if that's actually happening. So,
oh God! So you don't know what goes on. You're just getting the word out there, the appreciation for what you've done.
I mean, I'm just glad that there are still fans that support me and think that, for whatever reason, that I'm innocent. Kevin Sullivan did it, but he didn't. It was me.
Do you know that there are people now who dress like dogs and identify as dogs? That's another one for you.
How do you as a different
breed? They wear dog costumes. They wear like a full dog costume and they fuck wearing the dog costume.
Oh, God did that once. It was kind of funny.
Who did that?
God.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Now I remember. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so there are people in dog costumes. There are, it's just really a bad time to be alive. People are fucking weird up here. You know, I want a reboot to 2004. I want a time travel. I want a time travel knowing what I know now.
What would be the first thing you could did if you could time travel?
That's a tough question. There's three things I want to do. There's at least one relationship I want to salvage entirely with, you know, it's basically like having a strategy guide. I would stop myself from getting into any legal trouble whatsoever at any point in my life. And probably warn my dad to get his liver checked out. Those would probably be the top three things that I could think about with time travel. Like, well, as far as non-selfish, I guess fixing a relationship is pretty selfish. You know, I want to pull a Biff with the fucking almanac. I want to pull a Biff Tannen.
Should go buy Netflix stock.
Yeah, there you go. Netflix, Facebook, Amazon, all these sites that you didn't think would ever be worth a damn. We had this thing called a Bitcoin that people were buying.
And yeah, how did that work out?
People still can't tell you what the fuck a Bitcoin is or how to make money with the fucking thing. It's like fictional money.
All money is fictional.
Well, fictional money.
Like Monopoly?
Yeah, basically. Something like that. Digital Monopoly money. That's the best way to put it. Oh, man. So
I remember when I used to take Daniel to the arcade, and we had to use the token machine, and he didn't understand why we had to convert money to tokens. And he's like, why, what does it matter if the tokens go in the machine or if a quarter goes in the machine? They're the same value. So why are tokens worth 25 cents in an arcade but not anywhere else?
Yeah, I've never understood that. It was a fucking ripoff. And then if you don't use all the tokens, you just wasted a couple quarters. It's an asshole thing to do. Oh, we have this new thing up here that you missed, Chris. Me Too. Now, it's
Me
a
who?
Movement. It's called Me Too. It's a movement where women accuse men of groping them or sexually harassing them or anything. And immediately, that man is demonized before we found out whether or not it's even true.
So it's like a false rape allegation.
Yeah, but like, you know, like one that is glorified by the media. Like, even the little guy from Singled Out, I want to say that's the last thing you remember him being on, Chris Hardwick, got hit with a Me Too allegation this week, and it's ruining his career. Basically what happens is if somebody gets Me Too'd, their career gets phased out like yours did, but they didn't murder anyone or commit suicide. All they did was touch a titty or sometimes stare at a butthole the wrong way.
Yeah, but there's so many celebrities out there. I mean, just the numbers of human beings that are celebrities. I mean, you're bound to get one in 10,000 or such, right? It's not going to be that many that are going to get accused anyway. So,
Bill Cosby is going to jail for harassing like 30 women.
Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
The Jell-O guy?
Yes, the Jell-O guy.
What did he do?
He drugged and fucked a bunch of women or something like that while they were unconscious.
Was there another Bill Cosby after 2007 that I'm unaware of?
No, it's the same one.
Ghost Dad.
Yes, Ghost Dad. Ghost Dad put his hand where it didn't belong.
It's funny because I'm actually Ghost Dad now.
That's so sad because it's actually kind of true, but yeah, you're Ghost Dad now. Like, are you gonna come back and like punish people's kids for them and shit?
I'm not the Tooth Fairy. That's Dwayne's job.
God, his movie career is still going strong, by the way, up here.
Oh yeah, he's still doing Scorpion King sequels and such.
No, he's doing like Rampage the movie and Jumanji and all that.
But Robin Williams is down here. How do they do another Jumanji?
They rebooted it. They reboot everything. They're gonna probably reboot you. I'm not telling anybody.
I mean, David's still around, so I guess that's theoretically possible.
Well, I mean, your buddy Daniel Bryan is up here. He's still, I mean, he got all sorts of injuries and all that, and came back from them. He's in the ring again.
So he's like Jesus.
Yeah, something like that.
Came back from the dead.
Yeah. When are you gonna do that?
Been trying, brother.
Oh man. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much been the world, and the world has not been. The world has not been good. Oh, apparently, you don't get any of the Marvel movies, so you don't know that 50% of the Marvel Universe is dead, because Thanos snapped them out of existence.
Kind of like what I did to my family.
Did Daniel tell you that he didn't feel very good before he went?
Is he kind of, actually, yes, he said, Papa, This pillow doesn't make me feel very good.
Wow. Yeah, but, yeah, so basically, up here, men are evil. Feminists run around, they're fat and ugly and disgusting and shit. Donald Trump is the president. Hillary Clinton almost became president, which would have been awful. Alexa Bliss exists and her ass is nice. And, that's pretty much it. That pretty much sums up the world. A lot of SpongeBob memes. A lot of SpongeBob memes on the internet.
I don't know much about SpongeBob. I just know that he is a sponge and he has a pink friend that was Facebook possibly homosexual. I would never let Daniel watch that show.
Is that what happened? You caught him watching it one day and you couldn't take it?
No. He was watching Dora the Explorer. And I'm like, what is this Hispanic garbage?
Well, I'm Hispanic garbage.
Yeah, I know.
So there's that, and yeah, your buddy Johnny went and got married and became a family man. So there's that.
Wait, you mean Johnny wasn't gay?
No, he's followed in your footsteps. He has a wife and stepkids now. So
wow,
So he's following in your footsteps, I guess. But you know, without the concussion, I think that everyone's going to lead a long, healthy life over there. So I don't think you have anything to worry about with that. So that's the world now.
I mean, I guess at least, at least that Ghostbusters movie did well, right?
Which Ghostbusters movie? The one with the women?
They made a big movie, didn't they? They brought back the Ghostbusters and they had Dan Aykroyd in it.
No, it did have Dan Aykroyd in it, but it was a feminist reboot of Ghostbusters. Had Melissa McCarthy and... what's that other chick? Leslie Jones.
What's a Leslie Jones?
Well, do animals go to hell?
Yeah, we have Harambe.
Well, if Harambe had a vagina, that's Leslie Jones.
So she's black.
Oh. No, she literally looks like a creature. She's hideous to look at. But yeah, there was a Ghostbusters all-female reboot. It did not go... There's also an Ocean's 8, which is an all-female reboot. And it's not doing well in theaters, and they're blaming nasty reviews by nasty men.
That sounds like a good band.
What, nasty reviews by nasty men?
Well, no, the nasty men. That sounds like a grunge band.
Well, go tell Kurt. I'm sure that, he'll start something since he doesn't have the rest of Nirvana down there yet. So Dave Grohl is still up here, and
I had a band so once. It was called the Stranglers.
You, once or now?
Well, no, when I was in high school.
No, your boy Chavo is still doing well. He's over there in Lucha Underground. Still with a full head of hair. Where did the hair come from? Did he, like graft that off of...
He has the doll hair.
Was it grafted off of you and Eddie after you guys died, or what?
It's part of Eddie's old mullet.
Fucking Chavo, man. I don't know if he ever did what you told him. I don't know if he ever looked after the dogs.
Well, considering they're dead, I assume not.
They're down there with you now.
No, dogs go to heaven.
Oh, God. Do you think that's why we've got grown people dressed like dogs and having sex?
I mean, if they have sex anyway but doggy style, it seems like they're kind of, you know, doing it wrong.
I'm at a loss for words. I'm over here, like I said, burning to death slowly. There was a nice person burning to death scene in the new Luke Cage. I guess there was that. That made me laugh this weekend. That made me a bad person. Like, am I not supposed to laugh?
No. It would make you a bad person if you went out in the street and set someone on fire.
Oh, God. I'm surprised nobody set me on fire yet.
Do you want that arranged?
No, but I feel like somebody's going to set me on fire for doing this episode of this show and bringing Chris Benoit back on Earth for the time being.
I mean, it's been, what, 3 years since we spoke, I think?
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while, man. I haven't had any disturbing, homicidal thoughts since then.
I mean, we can fix that. I could come visit you in your dreams and, like, Freddy Krueger-ish.
No, you know, they made a remake of It, speaking of which. Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
Oh, yeah? Was Tim Curry good?
No, it was a new guy. Some Skarsgård kid.
Was he scary?
Yeah, he was alright. Kind of creepy. I mean, I don't think anything ever tops the original. The original always makes me laugh.
Yeah, but was it like the book? Did they finally have the kid orgy at it? I mean, that you would think if they were going to remake the movie, they would do the kid orgy.
They did not do the kid orgy. Oh, God. So let me ask you, do you ever like haunt the earth like that in like a sewer? Like you convince the kids, hey, kids, they float down here. Do they float down there, Chris?
I mean, the only thing that floats down here are fetuses. In the river.
You get from god-awful fucking Planned Parenthood and shit, that's still a fucking
thing. Well, it's kind of like fish down here. Like, when a fetus dies, it serves no purpose because it doesn't have a soul. So what happens is it just kind of sits in the lake and we fish them out for food.
Holy shit, that's fucked up. Oh, my life is fucked up. But yeah, I guess we're going to cut it to a close, Chris. We've got this update from the Crippler of everything that goes on in the bowels of hell and your opinions on some of what's going on here on Earth. Do you think you're better off down there than up here or no? At this point.
If I had to say at the moment, probably better down here.
Wow. That goes to show you the world we're living in up here, guys.
We can still call people call people faggots down here.
Wow. Yeah, so Chris, next week I guess John will be joining me on the show and we'll be doing, you know, current events and all that shit. And you know, when you what happens when the clock strikes midnight? Like, do you just like do you go like poof back to like normal hell or how does that work?
You ever seen a movie Groundhog's Day?
Yeah.
It's kinda like I wake up every day in the same place.
Wow.
I wake up in my bed screaming and then it's kinda like 50 First Dates where I have to watch a video of everything that happened.
At least it's not like a Wendy's or Toys R Us orientation video or something like that. Like, would that be worse?
I mean, I guess. I mean, but Toys R Us is going to be around forever, so.
Well, Toys R Us joined you down there. That's what it is. Toys R Us closed down up here completely. They're all gone.
No, you're kidding.
No, Toys R Us died. It's down there with you now. Like, permanently. Forever.
That's weird. We haven't seen one. I wonder what kind of toys they're going to sell.
Probably torture devices and things
like that. I would think so. I think it's going to be filled with butt plugs.
Oh, God. That's pretty bad. Yeah, so... Anyway, I guess we're out of time for the night. And we'll be back next week. You'll be back in the bowels of hell, reliving your worst moments. You think... Let me ask you something. When Orlando Jordan dies, is he going to just relive those 24 seconds that you jobbed him out over and over again?
I think it'll be that mixed in with probably a dick in the ass.
Oh, man. But yeah, so we're about out of time. So good night. Good asked. And yeah, I guess we'll play some clips from one of your finest hours with NXT Superstar EC3. And then we'll play his entrance music and we'll head on out. So yeah, that's the night. Good night. You have anything else to say before you return to the bowels of hell, Chris? Any words of wisdom for the living?
Okay, I think I have one. Triple H, coming for you, nigga.
All right, with that, we are out. Good night, and good asks.
I am in the top 1%.
And that's what makes you just you and me. You and me.